We are out and about at Proceed. We're at the Amenia location. We have Carmen Hardy joining us. Carmen, let's visit a little bit about how this crop has come along and really for the late start that it's had, it has for the most part made it to the finish line.
Yeah, the whole state of North Dakota and into northern South Dakota, all the way up into northwest Minnesota, it's really come along nicely, and we are nearing the finish line on all sorts of different crops. So the beans are definitely, you know, we have those pockets where the later planted stuff are a little bit greener, but we're definitely hitting the finish line on a lot of areas.
As you were saying earlier, harvest might not be very far off when it comes to some of these corn and soybean fields.
Our product manager, our corn and soybean product manager, is from like that Richland County area, and he was saying probably before September is finished here that there's pockets, and especially in that drier area south of like Wahpeton and whatnot, we will be getting into corn harvest. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Visit with me about how the overall crop looks. You obviously walk a lot of plots, you walk a lot of fields. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, just in the past couple of days, we've looked at some production plots and kind of like our whole Proceed tagline is, you know, where it's grown right around in this area, and we've looked at a lot of plots in this area in the last couple of weeks, and we're going to continue to do so. And it's kind of an interesting year to try and look at plots, especially when you're trying to get the maturity and make sure that it is correct when you're putting it into your product guide and that type of thing, just from the different planting dates. But so far, we're looking like it, hopefully some good yields out there and a good finish.
All right, Carmen, thanks so much for joining us. Once again, we're reporting out at Proceed at the Amenia location. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.